The American Lung Association's annual air quality report is out. It gives good grades overall for air quality in the Carolinas, though some cities saw slight increases in bad air days between 2014 and 2016, the latest data available. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
The Lung Association's State of the Air report looks at two measures, ozone and particle pollution, or soot. Both can be harmful to health, especially for young people, seniors, and anyone with lung or heart disease. Ozone is formed when emissions from cars and industrial plants react to sunlight. In North Carolina, 10 cities saw an increase in the number of high ozone days in 2016, including Asheville, Charlotte, Greensboro, Winston-Salem, and Raleigh.
2016 was the second hottest summer on record. And so we're beginning to see some of the impact of climate change and the warming of the climate.
That's June Dean, a North Carolina executive with the American Lung Association. She says environmental laws have helped in recent decades, but she's worried that current federal policies and budget cuts will reverse the trend. The statistics on particle pollution were better. Most major cities in the state had no high particle pollution days between 2014 and 2016. Automobile exhaust is the major source of pollution in the region, so reducing vehicle travel and emissions is the main way residents can help, says Megan Green of Mecklenburg County's Air Quality Office.
We're always looking for ways to improve air quality, and so we focus on providing programs that involve local citizens and businesses as part of the solution.
Programs like one that offers grants to help replace aging diesel engines and an annual clean commute challenge, which tries to get people to leave their cars home. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.